Wall Street Journal and several wire services are reporting this morning that Federal Communications Commission Chair Michael Powell will announce his resignation later today. Michael Powell has been a controversial figure at the commission almost since he was named chairman by President Bush in 2001. NPR's Netta Ulibee joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Why do you think this announcement is coming now?
Well, he's probably exhausted. Chairman Powell has been one of the most visible chairs in the history of the FCC and one of the most controversial. This announcement came about in a somewhat unorthodox way, the day after the inauguration in a leak to the Wall Street Journal editorial page.
Remind us why he's been so controversial and quite in the news.
Well, Chairman Powell has gotten a lot of heat for the past 4 years from consumer groups, from media advocacy groups, and even members of Congress for his rulings about everything from how we access the internet to telecom to media consolidation. Powell was more or less given a mandate by President Bush to clear away what he called regulatory underbrush. That gained him the steadfast support of free marketeers, but his critics fault him for clearing away what they see as opportunity for diversity on the air. Now, Powell promoted a tiny handful of media companies and more or less allowed them to control great swaths of our airwaves. So, for example, he approved the mergers of Comcast, AT&T, and News Corp, Fox, DirecTV.
And in this process, though, he lost, which is, of course, never a good thing in politics.
There was a huge outpouring of anger about this decision, and it should be noted that that anger was bipartisan. Those proposed reforms aren't going to happen, probably. There are bills pending in Congress that would roll back the proposals that Powell made that benefit major media companies like the Tribune Company, that would allow companies like that to own newspapers, radio stations, television stations, and really control a significant amount of airwaves.
You know, most recently, the FCC has gotten a lot of attention for its indecency fines. Was this good or bad for Michael Powell?
Well, it certainly vaulted him into the public eye. And it seems he was really trying to give the impression of an active FCC, an FCC known for something besides deregulation. Of course, those fines are also seen as something of a disaster in the entertainment industry. They're generally seen as having put something of a chill on television and radio culture.
And do we know at this point who might take Michael Powell's place at the FCC?
The Wall Street Journal has suggested a few names, among them Becky Klein, who's a former head of the Texas Public Utility Commission. But what's going to be interesting is to see if the White House is going to name someone who's going to carry on the sort of Powell profile, someone who's charismatic and outspoken, or whether or not they're going to go with someone who will downplay the FCC's next moves, maybe someone who can fly a little bit under the radar. In that case, they might go with someone like current FCC Commissioner Kevin Martin, who has been Powell's second in command at the FCC.
NPR's Netta Ulibee, thanks very much.
Thank you.